Welcome, everybody. Shir number 769, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to sum up. We went through a little bit last shir, again, from our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, in reference to, we're going through some various different interesting, important klolim, foundations in Hilchos Brachos, which apply across the board. And we spoke about last year something which comes up all the time, either by a simcha, especially on Shabbos, whereby one person is making a hamaitzi. Let's say on Shabbos we have lecha mishnah, and they're having in mind 10 people at the table, or whatever the case is. So we mentioned that it's a very important thing that the person has to sit. The halacha is a person has to be sitting. Everybody should be sitting because of the fact is what we call birchas hanenin. This is a bracha of the bracha that we're making on food, as opposed to birchas hamitzvahs like avdalah, Kiddush, something along those lines, whereby you don't bedavka have to sit, and you could stand. And in fact, some people have a minhag to stand by Havdalah or by Kiddush. Okay, but when it comes to Lecha Mishnah, when it comes to the Hamaitzi, everybody has to be sitting. So I just want to read how he brings it down so beautiful. In Kavu, he says in Ois Mem Aleph, again in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Ois Mem Aleph, the Oitzer Halachis, in Kavu Techila Lechal Yachad, everybody, we're gonna be eating, have whatever, let's say 10 people, we're gonna be eating, I'll make the Hamaitzi, and have everybody in mind. And then we'll move on from there. Right, so people, whatever, in somebody's house. So he says, we mentioned last time that it has to be it should be at one table. But now let's say you have, everybody can't fit at one table. So he says, he brings down, from the Be'er Hagra that's brought down in the Be'er Halacha, he says, Yeshamim da'afal pida in oichlem agavi shulchan echad, oimapa achas, even, not everybody's gonna fit. I have 30 people, right, at my house this week. not everybody's gonna fit at one table, not everybody's gonna fit even at one sort of like tablecloth type of a thing. So, kol's man, so he says, so what do we do, right? What do we do? Well, let's say like at a simcha, right? We're making sheva brachas, and one person is gonna be, make the hamaitzi for 50 people. So, they're not all going to fit at one table, and possibly not all at one tablecloth. I need 5 different tables, a little bit spread out. How do we do it? So that's how he brings it down from the grub. B'shem de biralach v'yeshemim da'afal pida ein oichlem agav b'shulchan echad. I'm apachas kol zeman she'ena mifuzarim umifuradim echad heinu v'echad heinu. As long as everybody's not like spread out all over the hall, so to say. Harei heim mitzar from yachad. In other words, there's 50 people, and there's 5-6 tables. We're all together. We're all, like we said last year, we're all together, right? And so one person makes the hamaitzi for everybody. He has to say it pretty loud. Obviously, you can't use a microphone. It's Shabbos. And he makes the hamaitzi for everybody, so it'll still be good. But we all have to be, everybody has to be sitting together. That's the bottom line, what we said. Everybody has to be sitting together in one area. It doesn't have to be bedafka one table if not everybody's not going to fit. He says, so in accordance with this, he brings down from the Shal Teshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, that in accordance with this, if people are sitting at 2 tables, machmas chayser makam, right? Kemoish motzi b'simchas if yeshiva is, let's say like in a yeshiva comes up, right? By a simcha, in a yeshiva, kenayna har you have the talmidim, right? And again, one person is making tamaytzi for everybody. V'chayyotzibay sheyoshvim misubim rabim, and there's a lot of people there. Agabe kama shulchanis nefrodis, and what are we gonna do? It's 5 tables. There's 50-60 people. We're not all going to fit in one table or one tablecloth or whatever the case is. I read him and starve him or mikre kavias lakulam. It would still be good. This lav dafka doesn't have to be exactly at one table. Just to read the lashon of the bir halacha, how he explains it over there, and again in Yud Aleph in our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yud Aleph. It's actually the last bir halacha in Sif Yud Aleph. So just to read how he ends off, he says Vagra. He brings it from the Grub Beir Kosev the Agav. He says Emes Loi Beina Klal Shulchan Echad. Really, you don't need Bedafka one table. I Mapa Acha. So like one table, one tablecloth, one long thing. So he said Hecha or one covering Hecha Shekavu Mitchila Lechol Yachad, where they were Kaveya to eat together. As long as everybody's sitting together. In other words, again, I'm making the hamaisi for everybody, and there's 50 people. They're all not everybody's fitting on one table. They're not fitting it into one little thing over there. So be it as it may, you could have quite a number of tables. Also, the haynu she'enim, but as long, the haynu she'enim befuzarim, they're not like spread out all over the place, then it would be fine. As long as all the tables, everybody's, sitting all together, one person could still be yoytze for everybody else, and it will still be what we call a kavias, and because of the fact, again, it's berchus hanenin, it's a moitzi. So again, like the Sefer HaSalachas brings down, this comes up constantly. It could be in yeshivas, it could be by a simcha, it could be somebody even at home. They have a lot of people, kanayin har at the table, and so on. They need more than one table, so that would still be fine. Okay, so that's basically the halacha. Now, I do have to admit, he does bring down the Sefer HaSalachas from pretty big achroinim. But he says, Lamaisa, he does say that V'yesh emim d'vi'in and dafka shulchan echad, that it really should be one table. Okay, so we saw what we quoted was from the Gra, pretty big stuff from the Gra and the Bir Halacha. He does bring down from other achrayim, major achrayim, that V'yesh emim d'vi'in and dafka shulchan, that it should be b'dafka shulchan echad. In other words, again, Birchus Hanenin, somebody's making the hamoitzi, it should be one table. In other words, everybody's sitting at one table, or mapa achas, or pass at least one tablecloth, maybe two tables, but a long table, something like that, like one long table. And it's not enough where everybody's sitting without a table, like if there are a whole bunch of chairs and stuff like that, that's no good. It should all be at one table, one long table, you know. The ein mikre kavias b'lei shulchan, that's wouldn't be considered a kavis. Now, so in conjunction with that, so we see it's a machlekes. Obviously, those who do it, it's major, major. You have the hagra, the gra brought down the bir halacha. It's perfectly fine. If somebody wants 100%, so he brings from the shaylos tshuvas minchas yitzchak and others. So what they say on the bottom, he says el b'chol, in a case like that, right? According to those poiskim who are more machmir, that it should be at one table. So he brings down that it's a good thing that at each table somebody, there should be one person. In other words, everybody wants to be yotze with the hamoitzi from one person. So at each table individually, there should be a person making the hamoitzi for everybody at that table. So again, to cover all ground, but definitely. So I just wanted to bring it out there, but people should know if they see it being done like that, or they want to, do it 1,000% according to everybody. There are major shitas like that. That again, if you have five tables, so each table, one person is yoitz everybody at that table. Like this, you have one shulchan echad, as they say, for the hamoitzi. Again, usually it comes up on Shabbos during the week, even at a simcha, people are on their own, sort of on the run. But on Shabbos, at simchas on Shabbos, sheva brachas, or even in a house, yeshiva, these type of things, like we said, these things do come up. So we want to be aware, but definitely if somebody does it for, 50, 60 people, 5, 6 tables, as long as they're not like spread out far away, and they're basically all together, one person could be yoytze everybody else with the hamoitzi, and with the berachas hanenin. And thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.